Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Steithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA. Two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway. Growers, have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of locally proven corn, soybean, and sorghum products and can help you match the right product with the right acre. Start off strong this season with a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options. Contact your Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend on. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Welcome back. It looks like in mixed trade today, traders are starting to check out as the holiday fever quickly gains momentum. The lack of activity in the market as well as its direction is leaving cattle and hog futures lightly tested and moving in a very narrow trading range today. Corn prices were higher in light trade today with December corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets are lower though in light trade. The Dow Jones is 30 points lower, NASDAQ down 8 points. Live cattle futures traded in a directionless pattern today with prices mixed in a narrow single-digit range through much of the day. The lack of additional market information and cash trade already in the books has most traders exiting the market for the weekend. Trade through much of next week, though, is likely to remain subdued for the holiday, which could keep markets sluggish through most of November. Light pre-report buying seen in feeder cattle trade today has traders expecting to see moderate to strong placement reductions in the afternoon release of the cattle on feed report. This could help bolster additional buyer support early next week, although trade volume during Thanksgiving week is expected to remain sluggish anyway and may gloss over some of the report moves due to the lack of trade volume. In grain, soybeans and wheat held small losses through the overnight session as the dollar set a new 13.5-year high before edging back a little. Meanwhile, corn futures turned higher as the session wound down, and the late gains pushed December futures past chart resistance, converging with the 50- and 100-day moving averages. Soybeans remained lower throughout the overnight session, but within Thursday's range. On the charts, January remained confirmed between moving averages with the 50-day under the market and the 20, 100, and 200 days over it. Wheat markets were about a penny lower, though, in light trade as markets set back after the previous day's gains. Concerns remain about dry conditions in the southeast and central plains, while wheat in Kansas is in mostly good condition. Fields, though, have become dry. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.